Blog Talk Radio.
Be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Venus in Velvet show here on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tore, and happy Monday to all of you. Tonight, the topic is about things that have really been going on for several weeks, almost a month now, and some things have actually started since April, but in the cosmos, if you would say. But the show is about respect and protect. It's respecting what you believe in might not be what others believe in. And, you know, the universal law is like attracts like. So if you disrespect someone, they're going to disrespect you back. The law of attraction. There are many, many universal laws. But, you know, the one that has been singing the loudest and the strongest is about all this that has been happening in our country, in our own backyard, about loss and hate and what people feel is undignified and unjust, and it just has been a serious cycle that's been happening. So my show really is about helping you all to understand how to back away when you're picking up all of that static energy, maybe of someone else in their grief or sorrow or anger, because that's an attraction energy that if you get into, you involve yourself in, that you're going to get into that pull and that downward spiral yourself. So universal law is, you know, some people, excuse me, I was having tea earlier, as some people would say, you know, like attracts like. There are many reasons that people feel anger. And sometimes it's from shame that's been repressed or buried for a long time. Other times it's because of, you know, that outrage feeling, the feeling of not having control or gaining respect. So, you know, I know it's a kind of a heavier topic. We've just been going through some heavier things in our country and in our world right now. But most of all, most importantly, and I'm going to start up on my next series of classes on the online academy, the Mystic Halls of Knowledge. And we're going to talk about universal law, going to talk about psychic protection and respect and borders and boundaries. Many people who are intrigued by the mystical world, especially when it comes to spells and potions and candle burning and such, they want to know how to do certain things because they have an intention. Some people want to lure others into loving them or being attracted to them so much that they could be their husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend or lover. And others, you know, find it about more about money or power. They want to just run and jump into that. But in order to really understand the clarity and the attitude that you need to have to do anything, one of the greatest universal laws, even in magic, is harm ye none. Can't do work to control someone else and think that that's a win. You can't do these things with that intention, or it backfires on you. Times three is the universal number. So that's what, you know, we're just going to touch a little bit on that, but I'd like to also know that if you'd like to call into the show, see here at 646-727-2585, that I'll take your calls, your questions. And we're going to go over the calendar as well, we've had a heavy week, and as far as performing goes, so the voice is a little raspy. I apologize ahead of time. So it's been teas and soups a lot today, and saving my voice till now. So that is our show topic, respect and protect. How do you protect yourself? Do you protect yourself so you won't get harmed when you're sending harm out? Do you protect yourself to avoid harm, to surround yourself in a proper positive mental attitude? You see, the law of attraction energy comes up again about what you're thinking you attract. So even on the list of, say, someone that you want to, a relationship you want to manifest, probably the last thing you need to do is to sit down and write all the things that you don't want. How about we write down the things that we do want to attract, the qualities? And are you prepared to be that match, to rise to the occasion? If you are asking for someone who is a good provider, can you do in your energy to provide good intentions for them? It's not all tit for tat, but it is about the attraction. So that which you desire, you must be first and foremost. Practice kindness, random acts of kindness. Practice gratitude. And that which you are lacking comes to you because you are grateful for what you have. So it's really about a universal stance on things. And we are going to take a quick break. But before I do, I'd just like to say, sending out a lot of love and light and healing for everyone who's been hurting through all these different times of crisis, whether it's police, it's the gay community, the Hispanic community, the young lady that was the performer that was shot and killed, and all those people who were in that community at that night watching them. There are so many things that are occurring with this fire energy in the heat of the moment. So we want to put out a lot of extra healing light to all of those scenarios and those who are in need of healing. We've put that out there as well for you. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about universal law and protection and respect. We're going to talk about the calendar, great things to come this coming month, in this hot July month that it is. So stick around, and we'll be right back. Back, and welcome back to the show. My name is Toray, and this is the Venus in Velvet radio show. So in the laws of attraction, we're talking about all the like attracts like energy. Even when we're not even conscientious of the things that we're doing, our consciousness is letting us know anyway. Sorry, that was me pulling out another tissue. So I'd like to just take this moment and share with you something that I learned during the course of this past month. As a lot of transitions go, sometimes As a reader, we get the same message over and over and over to send to others. When that happens, of course, that's a universal law. That's an attraction energy saying, see, you're attracting these people in your session because this is your message too. And many changes and transitions, I've gotten that a lot in sessions, even yesterday with people in Universal Studios. And patience is a virtue. And we can do so much as healers and readers for other people. Sometimes we don't practice that enough for ourselves. So realizing that I've had so many changes in the past few months, short months, from my big transition, you know, and I've focused so much on manifesting, you know, enough and for all that I need, I really have forgotten how to keep that balance of health and wellness. You know, the heat is pretty unbearable at times in Central Florida. So at this time of the year, we've hit record highs already 14 times. So and we have a whole summer to go. So just saying that it's to be mindful of rest, of sleep, that, you know, we cannot stretch ourselves out too thin. And we have to realize to accept the yeses and the offers of help, no matter who they come from and how they come in into our vibration. I played music this weekend, and at the very last minute, my brother messaged me and said, would you like me to bring my guitar? Now, I'm doing a solo act, so I thought, well, I hope that isn't a problem, and I didn't want to put that out there. I just said, okay. You know, because I figured there must be a reason, because this doesn't usually happen. And he's usually not available when I'm out performing. So I thought, all right, just universe brought that to me via some kind of messenger besides him. And I accepted it, and it was a good thing. It was really fun. A lot of people were totally surprised that I had a sibling who was as talented, and we played many songs just off the cuff, and it was great. So the universal law here is that sometimes even when you're least expecting it and a good thing comes your way, learn to say yes to that instead of forcing to fit and try to create something that you desperately need to have happen and to go perfectly and go well, and it's not maybe not the way you think it will go. But maybe that's just all you needed to say was, let the good times roll. Let the good things happen. And for that, it truly was. And with my messages yesterday, it was also universal law saying, you know, patience. Be patient and kind to yourself. You know, you're on the verge of great, big, new, exciting times. So you've been putting your work in. So it's sort of like making a soup. You have to just let it simmer, let it cook. So we've got a caller in the 914. Put this on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, sure. And who am I speaking with?
My name is Kathy from New York.
Kathy, welcome to the show. Kathy, thank you for calling. So what's on your mind here?
I just wanted to say I think it's great what you're doing, and what you said before about the universal law, you know, be that representation of what you want. I just thought that was really great and really uplifting.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I know New York had its share of trauma years ago. And we cannot help but think about every time September rolls around, you know, and how people, I remember, you know, because Central Florida is such a mixed bag, much like parts of the New York area and, you know, in the cities and such, people who were clients of mine that were from the Middle East were hated upon so quickly just for the color of their skin. And
mm-hmm.
I was very taken back by the way that some people responded, and they said, it's not my That is not my argument. That is not my anger. That's, I'm not going to feed into their anger. So I thought, well, you know, you're teaching them something greater than they can see before themselves. You know, we buy into a lot of media hype. Everyone feeds off the fire and the fuel, and it's always the ones that just have more compassion and that show that, you know, I'm rising above this, and let's focus on what we really need to focus on. You know, gratitude. Be thankful. Be blessed that you weren't part of that fury on that day, and send blessings to those who were. But I thank you for that, because it was really, you know, a lot when you're starting something different in life or when you're transitioning in life. Sometimes you just kind of, you're so focused in one area, you start losing focus of another area, and you go, well, this is about the happy balance of life. Not all things go my way all the time. I should be open to accepting what does come my way, and the other thing will come around when it's time. Truly.
Yes, so true. Yes.
So do you practice some kind of spiritual mindset, or what do you like to do to relax spiritually or connect spiritually, Kathy?
I like to go for long walks, really, and kind of focus on the unity of everything instead of the separation of everything.
That's beautiful. And, you know, mindful meditation, nature walks and meditative walks, very, very strong connection to the earth, to grounding, to healing. So it's interesting when people connect that way, you're staying connected, you're staying grounded in other ways, and you're not feeding into all that, you're letting it go. And, you know, a lot of times, when is your birthday, Kathy?
June 26th.
You're the same birthday as I am.
Oh,
so
no.
Happy belated birthday. Yes.
Thank you.
I just had that feeling you were a Cancer woman. Something told me to stop, say, when is her birthday? Because I could just kind of hear that in your energy. I was like, I bet you she's a Cancer. And you most certainly are. So happy belated birthday to you. And,
thank you, and same to you. Wow.
Thank you. And you know, I don't know how you spent your birthday this year. Mine was, I think, instead of like, you know, when you get to a certain age, you just like, I don't really need all these other things, and I don't have like this wish list of material things. And my biggest blessing was getting birthday wishes from probably over 200 people in one day. And it wasn't all social media.
Beautiful.
It was a lot of it. It was, thank you. It was so much of it was in person, in phone calls, some texts, and some social media. But it was like, I started adding up all the blessings of the universe. So that was like over 200 people. That was wonderful. That was insane, but wonderful. And it comes sometimes, and I know Cancerians, I have a few Cancerian friends. We do get a little pensive and moody and introverted around our birthday time. And kind of like a little emotional, a very emotional time, because we're shedding our skin and changing over into a new vibration, a new year. And we take a lot of stuff in introspection at that time, too. So, well, wonderful.
Wow.
And I'm so glad that you called into the show and that you shared what you do spiritually to stay connected and stay grounded and rooted. And, yeah, that's so beautiful. Well, thank you, Kathy.
Thank you as well for such a lovely show. Thank you. And thank you for sharing all of your beautiful gifts. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. It's my
happy
pleasure. Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Everyone, that was Kathy, and I'm so glad that she did call in, because this is really about, in life, when we meet someone who even has our same birthday, realizing, I think I just met, I like to almost call them a candle friend, like someone who has same, you know, shares the candle the same day you do on your cake of life. So, you know, in universal spirituality, that's how I like to think of it as, People say, well, what's your politics? I said, I'm humanitarian. You know, that's my politics. And then, you know, universalism is my spiritual belief, you know, that we're all one. And in politics, I don't put a lot of my politics out on social media. I don't think it's important for me to do that. That's personal. I do gather my thoughts about, you know, who I see as a good candidate for this. And I'm not just talking presidential, talking local. You know, what have they done for our community and so on, or for our state, and do they govern well? That's what I think is more my take on politics, is the whole humanitarianism. Are they doing for all, you know, is it just, are we going in one area and not seeing the benefits of where we started and what we said we would put out there? As we know, that changes, but, you know, sometimes we can, the collective consciousness can tell when it's not for the greater good. And, you know, Florida's has its share of leaders that were, you know, short-term baby daddies for the state. But as we like to say many times, the baby daddies, because that's like the people who don't want to stick around and claim, you know, claim their state as their honor, their privilege to carry and protect. So I implore you, if you're looking at politics in your life to make a difference, realize that you're putting that out there to make a difference, and that just like legal people serving, protecting, defending, realize why you get into what you're getting into. That it's not just about your journey, but it's the journey of many. When I turned over to surrendering to being in, you know, my spiritual world, and leaving the other job behind completely, my other walk of life, it was not all my decision to make. The universe pretty much made it for me. I was pretty much left with no other choice but to accept that this was my time. So really, and in that sense, I'm here for, it's not just about what I need, it's about what you all need. So if you're interested in becoming a student of one of my teachings of classes, I do on Thursday nights every 2 weeks. I do an online, a virtual academy called the Mystic Halls of Knowledge. You can find it on my website, venusinvelvet.com. I have many students from time to time, different who learn different things, whether it's from the virtual classes or really in person. You know, and they'll call me or contact me maybe even years later and say, you know, I started down this path and I took a few of your classes and I understood more about where I was really pulled. And I just want you to know I'm doing this and this. So, you know, so it always warms my heart to know that, you know, whatever I have shared in my knowledge or my messages from spirit, is that that's my gift to you, and that you're doing something with it. I applaud you for that. I even applaud you just for listening tonight, whether you're listening live or you're listening, you know, next day in the archives or whatnot. But I'm just knowing that this is for you, and I'm here for you. So whether you call into the show or you email me or message me, I'm here. So speaking of, and just kind of transitioning into that, you know, and then Wednesday I'm down in Sanford again at Luna Soul, Esoterica, home of the great author Anne Mora, and Zin, who is our goddess of crystals and multiple aspects of knowledge in the spiritual world. At the end of the month, they're doing a festival, the High Summer Festival, on a Saturday, the 30th. And I'll be there for sessions and mini readings and smaller sessions. And I'll do half hours, but we're just celebrating the whole connection of the sun, the collective energies of summertime. And I've got a class coming this coming Sunday, so before our next show. So I'm connected with your spirit animals and guides. Sometimes I teach a class in one location, and then I wait a little while, and I'll teach that class again somewhere else. So I hope that you can connect with me, that I can connect with you. That is my wish and that I reach out and touch many people this year, and it is all for a greater good, a more positive note. So, you know, just after writing my first ebook, that was wonderful to be able to accomplish that. That was my gift to my students when we had our class on, it's called Mantras, Mudras, and Mindful Meditation. So if you'd like a copy, just let me know. And then, of course, you know, if you go to the website, you're going to see the whole hubbub about the Witch's Ball, which is in October. It's just coming up so quick, you just don't even realize. Pretty soon summer's over and fall's here. And I know a lot of, you know, mystical people, their favorite month is October, and their favorite color is purple, and so on. So, of course, the theme is the purple ball. So that's what we're going to do. And having fun and sharing good times together. That's really what this life is about. We learn, we have fun, we share, and then we transcend. So respect yourself enough to know people. Respect yourself enough to know what words you speak, what actions you take. There's a cause and effect for everything. Be mindful of your words and actions. And if you're just wanting to dump on someone and unload, realize what you're doing. And that's, you know, potential for you to get that back from someone else or in some other way. Ask first. May I share this with you? I don't know who else I need to talk to, but I feel like maybe you're the one. I mean, there are people who are going to help you. It doesn't always have to be a psychic or a psychic medium. Just a special friend or even a total stranger. I had my moment, my medical advice, sage advice from a young lady at the counter today when I was getting, had to get out and get some fresh air and get my kitty some food and pick up some warm stuff for, you know, sinus and chest stuff. And she dispensed her little knowledge of wisdom about healing quickly. And I took it in mind and thanked her for the advice and just finished that little recipe. And she's right. I did feel a difference right away. And I feel good. So you never know who you're. Who your wise one's going to be, your next teacher's going to be, who your helper's going to be, and you never know who you're going to help. Be mindful of these things and be thinking about what you're really, truly attracting. Prayers and light again and energy go out to all those who were suffering and hurting from trauma and tragedy this past week and this last month. So I implore you to think about that this week. And as they say, Prentice Mumford from, so it is very true, thoughts become things. Be careful of your thoughts because they create an energy in itself. So I'm going to leave you on that note and with love and light and truth and honor and respect for you. And I send out a lot of healing energies as well for you. And I hope you tune in next week. We'll have much more to talk about again. Maybe I'm sure I'll have a much stronger voice. But I send out with love and light and blessings to you tonight. Respect yourself and others always. Namaste.